This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Rio Grande River at the Texas-Mexico border, I'm Scott Hillen. I'm 50 feet from the river as we speak. I'm looking into Mexico. I witnessed a few moments ago the tail end of a border patrol apprehension of some individuals that had come across. Their clothes are still here and still wet. Pair of Nike shoes. Guess you can afford Nike shoes when you live in Venezuela, so it can't be too bad. Every time I look at a pair, I say, I don't know, that's a little on the spendy side. You know what I'm saying? I was out here last night with the sheriff of Valverde County, who's going to join us a little later on in the program, and Jonathan Thompson from the National Sheriff's Association. So some folks may remember the National Sheriff's Association being very instrumental in the whole DAPL protest situation. They brought sheriffs from across the country in to help law enforcement locally. So they show up when, you know, sort of you got a four-alarm fire, but you need a fifth. That's when the National Sheriff's Association shows up, because these counties are being ignored. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the assets. They don't have a large airport, because as I told you, when I was at McAllen, Texas, I saw with my own eyes, first heard it from Border Patrol and customs officials, but then actually saw it with my own eyes, that the new modus operandi at the border is get to America, you'll be met by a welcome wagon. That's what the Border Patrol and customs officials have been turned into, the welcome wagon. Does anybody know what the welcome wagon is anymore, Kev? Do you remember the welcome wagon?
Oh, yeah.
Like you come to town, you come new to town, and you get a little basket of goodies, and somebody was in charge of saying, hey, we're really glad you moved to Montevideo, Minnesota, and you get, hey, here's a good doctor, and here's a good dentist, and, we're your neighbors, and happy to help you any way we can. I mean, it was like a thing.
Yep.
I don't even know if we have a welcome wagon anymore, but it was a thing, okay? Well, this is what they've done with Border Patrol. They've turned them into a welcome wagon. And it's not me assessing it. That's what they tell you. They're defeated. They're not about to risk their lives and try and find the needle in the haystack, because I just want to walk you through visually, and I'll try at some point to get Facebook Live up to at least just leave it on when I'm on today so you can see what I'm seeing. But as I speak right now, I'm at what would be kind of like a lake place. For us, okay? Barbecue grill outside on a little patio. Smaller home that has a deck on it. It's literally a river home, okay? And there's one next door. Nobody's here now. They don't live here. They own this property, and they come for recreation every now and then. But the grass is mowed, and, you know, it's not like it's been completely abandoned, right? And they have riverfront property. On the other side is a beautiful bluff. I could be along Sacagawea here, and you wouldn't know the difference. Okay, down like Newtown at the casino, looking across, that kind of bluff. Maybe a little more green, a little more vegetation. But that's what I'm looking at, okay? So I come down here last night for the first time. The sheriff picks me up at the airport. How's that for service? The sheriff comes out, says, give me a little tour. CNN was doing a hit out here when we got here, just wrapping up. And I just start walking around. And I'm like, what are all these piles of clothes and stuff? And they said, well, they come across, and I'll show you how they come across. I have a video of all this that we'll have up that you can see. And they have Google Earth maps, so they know where to walk. So it'd be like if you're out on Lake Sally, Kev, and, you know, a few little islands will pop up here and there because it's really shallow. For folks that know Lake Sally, it's one of the more shallow lakes in the DL area. And, you know, I think the deepest part of that whole lake's 20 feet, but a lot of it's like 6 feet and 4 feet, whatever. So it's the same kind of deal. These little islands are popping out, and there's like a sandbar, and looks just like kind of a gravel road. If you're looking above it, you know how to walk that road, okay? So they know where to go. They obviously are benefiting from you know, cartel slash business type folks that are, you pay me, I'll get you across the border. They get across, they dump their wet clothes, they hold their kids above their head, and a bag that has dry clothes in it. They get to the U.S. side, the Texas side, they strip down, get their warm clothes on. There's baby socks here, I'm looking at a wrapper of Oreos, a pair of Under Armour underwear, just within my sight, the Nike shoes, a giant pile, must be like three or four people, that's new since last night when I was out here. Another one over there looks like at least two, three people's with the clothes. Another one over there, a water bottle, some clothes, some jeans, inside out, sort of like your kids' room. Right? That's what it looks like. It looks like my daughter's room. I'm not proud to say that, but it's a, you know, I mean, you know how kids are. Why are you going to, you actually can put this in the laundry chute so mom can clean it? That's what it looks like, okay? Then they put on their warm clothes, and they literally walk 20 feet, and there's three Border Patrol people out here. There's a van, two of the trucks. They say, okay, get in here. They go for quote-unquote processing. This is what we turned the welcome wagon, Border Patrol, into quote-unquote processing, which means we're going to get you on a bus, get you to San Antonio. They'll get you a flight. Where do you want to go? It's catch, release, with frequent flyer miles.
Wow.
Seeing it with my own eyes. Now, the difference between Del Rio and McAllen, where I was earlier in the week, is Del Rio is a very poor, very small country. County. Okay? It's rural Texas. It's along the border. It's I don't know how I'd compare it to. I'd say Billings County, but Billings County's not poor, right? A lot of oil and gas out there and ranchers and everything else. This would be like sort of Standing Rock, I guess, or Spirit Lake. That's what sort of the whole feel of the community is. Just not a lot of tax base here. They have 110 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. And let me just tell you what I have in my back pocket that I picked up last night. And you tell me if this is something we should worry about or not, okay?
Are you at, by the way, are you at 4903? Vega Verde Road.
The address is.
Yeah, right, I just sent. Yep.
Yeah, I just sent you a pin. They got a couple of stars on the patio, orange shingles,
yep.
No satellite dish on top. I'm literally down. Yeah. Okay. I sent Kevin the pin of where I was. Put that up, would you?
I will. Yep.
So here's what I found last night in the piles here. Okay, just poking around with the sheriff there, and he's like, "Yeah, this is every day for us." Here is a ticket for a. A woman by the name of Roxabel Judith Cruz. She comes from, here's the spelling, M-E-D-E-L-L-I-N, Kev. Look that up for me. Medellin, M like Mary, E like Edward, D like dog, E like Edward, L like Larry, I like ice, N like Nancy. Medellin. I think that might be like Colombia.
Medellin.
I don't know.
No, that's Medellin. That's Medellin, Colombia.
Medellin what?
Yeah, Medellin,
Colombia. Okay.
Yep.
You're saying
cocaine,
it's pronouncing
capital
it correctly.
Of the world, I guess, or whatever. But yeah, it's a, yep, Medellin.
Okay, it's... So this person came from Colombia. They flew to Mexico City. It looks like they came on the 13th of March. They bought a round-trip ticket like they're going to go back on the 23rd. I'm thinking they're not going to go back. I don't know. Here's their plane ticket. So what they did is got to Mexico City, paid somebody to take them to the border, and I found this on the Texas side of the border. All right, now I don't know what they come to the U.S. to do from the cartel. Could be just to better their families, but did they have COVID? Do they have terrorist connections? I mean, just basic, simple questions, right? Next one. You ready? This is like a copied passport. It is of a person by the name of Bernard Kerson, K-E-R-S-O-N. It would be, what's his birthday? Did I have his birthday down here? 94 is the birthday. The passport expired in 19. It is of a young black man, and this came from Haiti.
Okay. Wow.
What else have I got here? Here's a piece of paper. This is in 5 minutes of investigative work here. This is, it says, Angelina Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, Erica Pineda, P-I-N-E-D-A, Howell Court, Duluth, Georgia, Atlanta. And I've got the telephone number there. Two telephone numbers that look like they're in Atlanta. So, I don't know, family members probably in Atlanta saying, you know, when you get across, just call us and get that free plane ticket and come on in, baby. It's Joe Biden's America. Now, if everybody was as focused as the people in Del Rio, Texas about this problem, or McAllen, Texas, and I mean everybody in the country, the people listening to this program right now, all the way up to, you know, the county officials, the city officials in this county, on up to the state officials, on up to everybody in every corner of the country, I'd be okay with figuring out we got a plan here, we know what's going on. Nobody cares. We've thrown the doors open. The best case scenario is they're just going to let as many people in as fast as possible, and then at some point the pain point is going to be so much that they're going to have to say, whoa, 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 we're getting beat up politically on this, so let's stop this. I don't know. I'm just trying to factually tell you what I've seen with my own eyes on the ground in Texas. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to fix it. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. And it makes me weep for this country and what it has become. Stay tuned for more. Your questions, your comments, some open phone time as we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Stacey Bosser, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Bosser, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back at the border, I'm going to call this the Biden bungled border crisis. That's what it is. This is a self-inflicted wound. This problem was fixed. It wasn't, you know, it was a problem and a crisis in the early years of the Trump administration. It was essentially fixed. Until we have a secure border, it's never going to be 100% fixed. Which, you know, to me, we were making progress towards as well. Here's a scoop for you. Tommy Fisher calls me. He's back at Phoenix. His daughter had a birthday last night, 18th birthday. So we went back to Phoenix, and he's coming into Del Rio today. He's going to meet with the sheriff here, and he's going to meet with landowners. So Tommy calls me last night, and he says, well, I got the call I was expecting. It was from the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Homeland Security said, you're done. Your contracts are canceled. And if you want to sue us, have at it. But you're not getting another penny out of us. We're not going to honor our contracts.
Wow.
I feel like I'm in the middle of a bad movie.
I know, right? It's crazy.
And like, you can't get out. Like, one of those weird dreams where you're just like, what is happening? Please wake me up soon. And I literally am looking for wisdom from our audience. I'm trying to sort this all out. We'll have guests beginning at the bottom of the hour and into next hour as well, but I just want to know your thoughts on this. Here's the numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me at 367-2054. Or you can text Super Producer Chris today. Todd is with us, but we can't have three of us on the air at the same time, so Todd's doing the back office studio stuff at K-Fire 550 today. Kev's at AM 1100 The Flag. 1090 KTGO. KLTC. Bringing you this broadcast today. Super Producer Chris, 701-352-8661. Here's a text. So they are coming to America and leaving garbage all over.
Yeah.
Who cleans this up?
We do.
Nice way to enter our country. Well, I will say this. The piles are tidy.
Oh,
they,
wow.
You know, they, hey. For the most part, I got a pair of Nike shoes. I got a half a dozen pair of jeans, shirts. One thing I noticed, polo shirt, Under Armour, briefs, you know, these people aren't destitute. They got cell phones.
You know what? That's funny you say that. I noticed that. When you see pictures of them in Under Armour backpacks and Nike shoes, and nobody looks like they're starving. You know, I mean, but apparently they're...
We don't come to the border. We don't cover things like this. We don't do what we do day in and day out with our fine sponsors. Kev's going to make you hungry today for PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. A couple things happen when you swing into exit 292... In Valley City, as an example, off I-94.
Well, today you're going to get the pulled pork or the French dip sandwich, which is fantastic. You're going to Harwood meatball dinner. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you pull into exit 292, you got a choice.
Yeah.
You could have, what was it again, Kevin? What was it? The grab and go, home cooking?
Yeah. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich?
You broke up a little on me, but I think you said pulled pork and...
French dip sandwich. Harwood's got the meatloaf dinner. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, tater tot hot dish. 12th Avenue North's got fantastic shepherd's pie. NP Avenue, Salisbury steak, meatloaf at Glendon. And if you're going to Yulin, if you're up in Yulin area, Yulin hit it all. Orange chicken and Mongolian beef. Doing a little Chinese food today in Yulin with PetroServe USA. Of course, fuel better with PetroServe USA. And of course, well, it's Thursday. That means buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents today at PetroServe.
Just found another ID. I can't tell where it's from because I can't read a lick of this English. I mean, it's not English. It's something else. But while you were talking, I just reached down and found literally somebody's ID, a picture of a woman from some country I don't recognize. Texture says, so who's pulling the strings here? Sleepy Joe's a prop. Kamala isn't smart enough. Does Obama have a third term? I think there's something to that.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's something to that. Another texture says, I wonder how much foreign aid we give to Mexico. Well, this is where Trump got smart. The reason Trump was able to coerce Mexico to fix its problem, which was the southern border, and to cooperate with us on the northern border, was to give, number one, them the ultimatum. You're going to help us fix this problem, or we're going to put a tariff on everything we send to you. Guess what? The problems went away. Joe Biden undid it in day one. Texture says it's an invasion. It's now up to us to stop it. You know, when you use invasion and other terms to describe people coming from other countries into our country, people tend to think you're racist. I don't know. I don't want to use any racially charged words, but I don't know what else you call it but an invasion. But it's not an invasion unless they're coming here and we don't want them to come here, because right now the government does want them to come here.
Usually they call the government's it an infestation. Infestation, just saying.
But again, these are human beings. I don't take it out on them. This is a product of the United States government.
Absolutely.
This is our government saying the doors are open. So I don't know how you call it an invasion or an infestation. I think you call it a really dumb policy.
Yes, I
don't know. I just think stay away from the words that are going to cause people to say you're nothing but a racist. Just stay away from those words. But it is what it is. But it's not the kid from Haiti whose, you know, passport is in my back pocket, or the kids that are going to Atlanta, and here's the number to call and come on over. It'll be party time when you get here. Or the people from Colombia that flew into Mexico City and got here. It's not their fault. They've been told to come here. And we're not doing anything about it. All right, take some calls, Kev. I can't do that from here on the border.
No, no problem. We got Clint and Bismarck weighing in on the southern border crisis. Clint, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. You know, a lot of times we'll hear from our federal delegation that it's a state problem. And then our state, somebody like our governor will say the legislature is in session. But while we speak, North Dakota has on LinkedIn a spot where they're trying to hire a state refugee coordinator. And I don't know what the heck that's all about. But between our legislature in this state, our governor, and we've got Hovind, and we've got Kramer, and we've got Armstrong, North Dakota does not need any of these illegal aliens, period. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to flood all the so-called red states with illegal aliens. It's a big game. We need to stop it. Stop it now. And those are the people that are accountable.
Right. We are talking about something different than the situation I'm following here, because a refugee is from, you know, I don't know, middle of the Sudan or whatever, and is in a country where
it's a twist on words.
I agree. I don't disagree with you, but I'm saying a refugee is part of a program where we as a government say, okay, they're in a tent somewhere, and we're going to bring them to the U.S. I've always said, why don't you take the same amount of money and care for refugees where they're used to living, not come here, especially at a time when this is a different problem because it's people who are coming here illegally, but with a wink and a nod from the federal government. So it's a different problem, but there are two problems that we need to address. And at a minimum, I'm with you, Clint. Wait a minute. Hard stop on all refugees until we find out how many people I'll see here today cross the river that are coming to North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. I don't know where they're going, and neither does the government, because it's catch, release, and frequent flyer miles. Oh. And can we help you with your cell phone plan? Can't make it up.
Thanks. It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections rose over the past week in 19 states while holding steady nationwide. The biggest improvements were in Arizona and Nevada, both of which saw new cases drop by about 45%. Michigan, on the other hand, took the biggest step backwards with a 50% rise in new cases. It should be noted vaccines are growing a whole lot faster than cases and will ultimately bring an end to this pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki avoided questions about Joe and Hunter Biden's ties to Russia as evidence continues to pile up. The wife of Moscow's former mayor paid a company associated with the president's son $3.5 million. Jen was asked what the money was for.
Not familiar with that claim. Doesn't sound like it's backed up by a lot of evidence. If you have evidence or specifics, happy to discuss it further.
With hard evidence from the Senate, she continued to dodge the question and Biden's ties to the Kremlin. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Pipers. Pipers' upcoming auctions include land auctions all over North Dakota, some parts of Minnesota. View all of them at Pipers Land Auctions and an exciting lineup. I mean, equipment auctions are coming up at Pipers.com. P-I-F-E-R-S.com is where you get a hold of Kevin and the crew at Pipers.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live at the border today. We're going to get to the calls here right away, and I've got a pro that covers this better than anybody, Todd Benzman, who is a great journalist. He does a lot of work for the Center of Immigration Studies, CIS, and he knows this better than anybody. Just was on with Steve Bannon a minute ago from the same spot I'm in here at the border, and we're looking at these documents going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And Todd, you were out here yesterday, like I was. There's way more stuff here just from last night. So this is a well-known hot spot for folks from Colombia, Haiti, Venezuela, Honduras. It's unbelievable. Hang tight one sec. We're brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. Now, when I know a good product when I see it. I know a good diesel mechanic when I see it because I talk to truckers all day long. And every one of them that's heard our ads for DAC Diesel, when they've needed something done with diesel, said, you know, that guy, he took good care of me. He gave me a ride into town while he's fixing my truck. I called him up. He came up to our farm in Stanley. He fixed something we couldn't find anybody to fix for 5 years. He'll go anywhere. He'll help anybody. Are you kidding me? And he's got this additive now that he's looking for dealers for because he can't keep up with the demand for this additive that is helping save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on a diesel engine repair. Why wouldn't you want this stuff? The turbo cleaner, everything else, stuff that's coming hobbling, he sends out, says, put some of this in, go take a drive, come back. People say, you kidding me? I feel guilty paying you, $500 for additive for a box of this stuff, and you saved me $30,000 in repairs. I don't know why you wouldn't call them right now. DAC Diesel, what number can folks get them at?
701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or online at dacdiesel.com.
So Todd Benzman is with me. Todd, nice to see you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate everything you're doing here. You're a patriot for doing what you do. Just you go anywhere, anytime. You just do what you got to do. You take a few calls with our listeners. You've seen this movie before, so let's just get a few callers in here. And a lot more likely Todd will be able to answer your question about this nest better than I. So have at it. Who's next, Kev?
We've got Jim in Bismarck on the border crisis. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got a couple things I want to mention. One, I don't think this is an accident what's happening. I think the Democratic Party wants this because, all these people are going to be Democratic votes in the future. It's no accident that they want to move them up to the red states, hoping that in time it'll move those states from red to blue. And then final thing is they want to change the whole fabric of the country. You can see it happening now. You can see it when The vice president walked by those Marines up to Marine One. She didn't salute them. She doesn't like the military. That's kind of a common thing on the far left. But, yeah, all this is happening for a reason. So they don't want to fix it. Don't be fooled to think that they do. This is exactly designed as they want it. Thank you.
Is he right? Is he wrong, Todd?
Well, it's hard to figure that the Democratic Party as one kind of monolithic, planning organism, mechanism. But I do believe that there is something to be said for the amnesty bills that are being proposed, and particularly the part about fast-tracking the DACA folks and also the farm workers. That should put 3 or 4 million voters in line to actually vote for Kamala Harris when she runs in the next presidential election. I don't think that there's any mistake about that and what the purpose of that is. And as far as the rest of it, the country is going to definitely feel this particular crisis, what's happening, that thousands and thousands, and it will soon turn into millions of brand new immigrant families coming through. And you'll see it in your school districts first. By law, they have to take them into school districts. These are people who, children that speak no English and have really almost no education. And you'll see mobile temporary classrooms form up and tax rates go up. Your school tax rates are going to go up in school districts across the country. And then you'll see it. You'll feel it at your local hospital and in the medical system, because none of these folks have medical care right now. And I'll just throw this last thing in. They're all getting stimulus checks, too. That's been arranged by the Democratic Party. Which,
stimulus as in COVID stimulus?
Yes. Yes.
So, and by the way, what do you know about what's being done with testing protocols on COVID? I've heard from the sheriff that they were told that in the children detention facilities, the numbers are about 10% of the children that are in these facilities that have come across the border have COVID. Obviously, the people you and I have seen here come across the river. You're doing a live hit with Bannon yesterday, with Steve Bannon, and you see a stream come in. We've seen him this morning from Venezuela, caught right when we got here. They're not tested, I don't think, right?
Well, in the beginning of the crisis, a few months ago, when we were catching and releasing, there were thousands and thousands of migrants from all over the world. They were not being tested for COVID. They were just being waved right through the turnstile and onto buses to all points of America. The immigrants that I'm interviewing now are telling me that they have been getting tested in the processing centers. So when they come in off the river, they're obviously not being tested, but then they are taken right over to a processing center. And
what happens at the processing center? You were there yesterday. Actually, on the bus with some of these guys, right?
Yeah, there was a bus. I'll tell you about that in a minute. What I'm told by the immigrants and by one of the NGOs that's handling them,
non-governmental organizations.
Yes.
So the government says, "Hey, you take care of it, LSS, or you take care of it, Salvation Army." Got it?
Yes. That there is a contractor that the government has contracted with a company in all of these facilities, the processing, Border Patrol processing facilities, to provide COVID testing before they are released. And if they are tested negative, then they get released and get on board the buses. So it does appear that there is some kind of testing protocol in place now, thank God, and that they're not letting folks out unless they do test positive. I mean, negative, sorry.
So there is at least some semblance of comfort that the COVID tests are causing a different protocol.
Yes.
If they test positive, they aren't exactly putting those same people on the bus with 50 other people who don't have COVID.
Yes.
That's
and
what we believe.
They're also in, I was in Mexico a couple days ago in Acuna, just across the river here. We can't see the city because there's some hills, but just beyond the hills, there, the city of Acuna has shelters, and I visited two of the shelters, and one of them had COVID isolation houses that they built. And they told me that they were testing them over there, the migrants coming, and if they tested positive, they had to go stay in those houses, those little houses, away from everybody else. So it looks like, it, to some extent, the Mexicans are doing something for some of the folks. But, you know, most of the ones that I met are not staying at those government camps.
Fascinating. When you got on a bus with a bunch of them, was that here in Del Rio?
Yeah, it was in Del Rio last night. I stopped at the local NGO, and it just so happened that they had a very large, full-size bus, a chartered bus, that was filled to the gills with Haitians, mostly. And I boarded the bus and filmed what I saw there. That's on my Twitter feed at Benzman Todd. And they were headed to Florida. That bus was on its way to Florida, and then about half of the load was going to drop there, and then it was going to turn north and go to New Jersey and drop the rest in New Jersey, in the New Jersey area. And these buses are filling up every day. This is Del Rio, so you know there's Nuevo Laredo, and I mean there's Laredo, and there's McAllen and Brownsville, etc. So this is happening all across the border where catch and release is happening. They're being released on their own recognizance, personal recognizance, bond. No bond actually has to be paid, which is a very unusual kind of thing. I asked them to show me their documents, and they did, so I was able to confirm what sort of papers they're being given. And then a lot of them are heading to the airport. These folks have resources. And quite a few of these families are being driven over to the Del Rio airport, and they're flying across the country to their cities on airline tickets.
This is incredible. Kev, get some more calls in here from folks to talk to Todd Benzman. Todd works with the Center of Immigration Studies, CIS, very well-known entity that just gathers facts and tells people what's happening in all of this. How do folks follow your Twitter? Before we go, I just want folks to be able to follow your work you're doing, where you see all these great things you're doing at the border.
Benzman Todd is my Twitter handle, and you can find all of my writings at Center for Immigration Studies, that's CIS.org. And you could also try ToddBenzman.com. You can see my book there, too. Read about my book.
It's a great book, America's Covert Border War. Todd gave me a copy last night, and I'm pouring through it saying, we're living this. We're living this right now. It's just unbelievable. Okay, go ahead, Kev, get some more calls in here, and we'll you got an expert to ask your questions of today, so let's start thinking about solutions here.
Yeah, Marlon is in Adams County on Biden and the immigration debacle going on. Marlon, what's on your mind?
Am I on?
Yeah, go ahead, Marlon.
You are. Turn the radio down, Marlon, and you'll be able to communicate with us a little better because there's a delay there. But go ahead and turn that down and then tell us what's on your mind, sir.
Okay, I shut it off. Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Todd and Scott. I just happened to be watching the news last night, and I saw our president come on, and I noticed a couple things. You know, they couldn't cut away quite quick enough when at the end of the event, President Biden asked his normal question, what's next, guys? Where do we go from here? What do I do next? And they didn't cut away quite quick enough, and I got a look at his eyes, and I could see something that kind of disturbed me. It looked like fear to me. And I watched something very similar happen to my favorite uncle when he succumbed to the dementia that comes with just plain not being able to process what's happening in the moment.
Oh, I know.
Well, it's so obvious. You don't even need a doctor to tell you what's going on. No, you're exactly right. And there was very disturbing things yesterday where he said to his chief of staff, Ron, what am I doing next? I mean, if Donald Trump had done that, they'd have put him in a straitjacket. Ron, what am I doing next? And Ron Klain, his chief of staff, basically took over and said, Mr. President, we'll take it from here and we want to get the press out of here. I'll bet you want to get the press out of there. You can't make it up.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Luke's on the phone from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling, taking a break from fencing to tell us about the perfect time right now to get some projects done. Luke, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, doing real well today.
So tell us what Razor's Edge Directional Drilling does better than anybody else.
We come in and we get it done no matter what the project is, whether it's big or small. You know, we do everything from one-inch water lines. We do power, telecom work. We dig stock dams, remove old tree rows. Anything you guys can imagine in the dirt or that need drilled, we'll get it done.
And to have a septic tank project in the middle of that beautiful lake place here, it's kind of nice to have that horizontal directional drilling, because I'm hardly going to know you've been there, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep. We'll come in, do anything we need to do with the drill, basically a start hole and an exit hole, little to no subsurface damage.
Trenchless pipe bursting service, pipe replacement, repair, horizontal directional drilling. They do it better than anybody. Call them 701-934-1134 or online at reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So what's on your mind? Got a bumper request from emailer Mark. He said a good bumper music song for the border crisis might be Down on the Border by Little River Band. So there you go.
I just got back from the border.
There you go. Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, but across the region, across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. We're talking any furnace and air conditioner, replacements, repair, water heater, garage heaters. One thing that they do, too, that natural gas grill piping. Pipe the gas line right to your grill on the patio. And, of course, great commercial services as well. They are a Link service contractor, as well as they maintain about 600-plus buildings throughout the northern plains. They have the answers for you. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Winter, Newtown, Minot. Allow them to provide the services for you. Financing available as well. 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393. Online at hatandsons.com.
All right. What's on your mind, Twitter feed? What's on your mind, Facebook page, giving you live blog updates on all of this? I'll send you a couple of pictures, and we're going to talk a little bit about this situation from the perspective of somebody that's living it and has lived it for a long time, a sheriff for 13 years of Val Verde County. And Val Verde County is a rural county. I've likened it to sort of what you'd see in Botno County, maybe, you know, kind of that long border expanse. You know, it's not a wealthy county. It is, I don't know how to describe it. Sheriff, how do you describe it? How do you describe your own county for folks that are listening way up on the northern border?
Well, Val Verde County consists of 3,200 square miles, and we share 110 miles of border with the Mexican state of Coahuila. Our population in our community and our county is right at 48,000, with about 36 to 38,000 living within the city limits of Del Rio, Texas.
And you've been sheriff for 13 years, you told me.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez, 13-year sheriff. How is this moment different than anything you've seen in the last 13 years?
Well, our officers, our deputies are working a lot along the border. 2 days ago, 75% of my resources were spent right here where we're standing right now. We handled a total of 54 illegal immigrants coming into the United States here at Borderlands Crossing. You know, I got the number, my deputies this month alone have handled 333 individuals that have been turned over to Border Patrol for processing by Border Patrol.
Why do they come here? Do they know from taking a snapshot of Google Earth that you and I could walk across and not get all that wet? Is that what's going on here?
That's what's going on here. It's an easy crossing when the river is low. When the water's running, you know, you might be waist chest high deep water. There's a good gravel bar very noticeable right now because the river is low. Across the river, the city of Ciudad Acuña, there's a lot of residential areas on the backside of that horizon there that's probably half a mile back back off the river.
So how do they know that? I mean, you and I walked through some rubbish here and found a passport picture from Haiti, a plane ticket from Colombia. You had people picked up this morning when I just got here from Venezuela. And they're coming from all over. How in the heck do they get here? How do they know to come here?
I think that the path and the pattern has been set. I think that, you know, they have other individuals within their families or from within their country or cousins or uncles or whatever that have made this journey previously, and they've come to realize that in Ciudad Acuña, it's a peaceful community. There's no cartel violence. They know that once they get across the river here, they're going to be turned over to Border Patrol, and from there they're going to go right to the NGO.
So when you say no cartel violence, the people that are helping them on the Mexico side are probably entrepreneurs, smart business people. They're getting a few bucks for the help, but they aren't trying to human traffic them. They aren't trying to get drugs with them.
Well, you know, they're working for somebody at the end of the day. Somebody's paying them. They're not going to be out here all day long. So, you know, and we don't know that piece of the puzzle just yet.
Okay.
You know, they'll just, the people that you talk to, you know, we found airline tickets here yesterday. I found a bus ticket here just a little bit ago. But they make their way to Acuña, and I think that whatever's on the Mexican side, the drug cartels, because there is narcotics there in Ciudad Acuña, you know, but these individuals that are down here guiding these people, they probably work for them. But you get to talking to these individuals, and they've paid nobody. So I think that the cartel is doing something somewhere else further south or maybe further north.
And that's the really bad actors.
Yes. That's what I suspect.
Yeah. Now, here's the point, though. Do we know what these people intend to do here? Now, I've interacted with enough illegal immigrants just in the last week that I think some of them, they have family here. They're young mothers, and, you know, they're from Honduras. It's a very poor country. You know, I just want to go someplace I can better myself. I don't think they come here to blow anything up. But I'm thinking if I came here to blow something up, I'd come with some young mothers and some children and, you know, maybe the guy from Haiti, maybe the person from Colombia. I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know. You know, last week we had a group two people from a young mother and her 5-year-old child from Venezuela. She'd been on this journey for 4 years. Within that same group, there was a family group of a husband and a wife, with a wife being pregnant, and then there was two males, single males from Venezuela. So, you know, they're going to be, probably those two single males are probably going to be sent to some ICE camp somewhere, or maybe turned loose. We don't know. It just depends what the Border Patrol process is and where it takes them.
I'm praying every moment of every day for you and your team here.
I appreciate it. We need it.
You're left alone here, and I don't understand why the state and other folks won't help, but we'll try and figure that out.
Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.